Are you or a loved one still saying,
"Oh, gnarly!"
Word?
Or ending sentences with,
"All that and a bag of chips?"
You may be suffering from OSD, outdated slang disorder.
Whatever.
OSD affects thousands.
Ugh, as if.
Mainly those who peaked during Blockbuster's prime.
No way. Wait.
If you've ever described a spreadsheet as
off the chain,
help is available.
True that.
Don't let your lingo be stuck in a time capsule.
Dude.
Talk to your local Gen Z liaison today.
Booyah!
That is so cringe.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Well, hey, guess what today is?
Tea fetch my tea.
Did you know it is National Bubble Tea Day?
Yeah, bubble tea!
Oh, look at these beautiful, vibrant bubble teas.
Bubble tea? You've never had it?
Tea is just tea.
Hey! No, you don't get to make fun of bubble tea.
It is National Bubble Tea Day.
Today is National Bubble Tea Day.
Yeah, and I just went for bubble tea.
Happy National Bubble Tea Day.
Why can't it be National Bumblebee Day?
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees!
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
I
mean, who makes these? Seriously, who makes these days? National Bubble Tea Day. I mean, I know there's a bunch of National Beer Days and International Beer Days and things that I might enjoy, but man, oh man. Hi there. It is The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now, on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, on the Alexa device. And how does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's very, very simple. You just enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, "Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill." And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, "Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. So we take the live show that we do weekday mornings from 8-ish to 11-ish, mid-mornings. And we take all the show segments and we record them. And then we take all those and repack them into a full-length podcast, minus the music that we play on Radio 434, 24/7, 365. So that drops around noon, the podcast does. And you can get that on Alexa if you just say, "Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast." And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA. You got to add the VA in there for Virginia. The Mike Show VA. You can search it wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find the link to the podcasts. And if you want to watch the show and see my pretty face, you can go to our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces. The Mike Show VA on Facebook. And you can watch the show segments. Plus, you know, of course, you can use The Mike Show VA for Instagram and YouTube. Our podcast is on YouTube as well. You can search our Twitter. I haven't twattered anything in quite some time. Or it's called X now. Okay. It's not twattered. I don't know what it's called. But anyway, that's at the Mike Show VA as well. Or is it hashtag the Mike Show VA? Whatever the thingy is in the twattered thingy, the X thing, whatever that is, then you'll find it. But I haven't been on there probably, man oh man, in years. I haven't been on there. Let's take a look at something. Yes, and the website does need a little bit of an update here, and we're working on it. But the app is dropping very, very soon, and then we're going to turn our attention to the website. But here, if you take a look at radio434.com, the website, you will clearly see the link to Twitter up there in the top right-hand corner. And we should update that to the X symbol, but we haven't gotten around to it, and the website still works, and everything is fine. So, you know, so shut up, leave me be. No, we're turning our attention first to the new app. We have two old apps that are out there, but some of them are not supported by most operating systems these days, so it's a pain in the butt to try and update them. So we went with a company that will constantly keep our app updated. All right, so we will never ever not be updated. Any updates that come out, this company will take care of it. And I and Andrew and all the nerd nicks in the IT department, they don't have to worry about that you know, day to day update stuff, you know. So anyway, I digress. So the new app, and then we'll turn our attention to the website, and we'll update that. But yeah, you can find us at the Mike Show VA. I think that's what I was trying to get across, on all social media platforms, including MySpace. Haven't been on MySpace in a while, but we got the Mike Show VA. Anywho's, it's the Wednesday Hump Day edition of the program. So happy you could join us. All right, I want to mention this because tomorrow is Thursday, and okay, so tomorrow morning you will see this hair. Okay, tomorrow morning you will see this hair on the show. Unless somebody convinces me otherwise, okay? Unless somebody convinces me otherwise, between now and Thursday at 11:30, I am getting my hair cut. I'm getting my hair cut, and here, let me show you. Let me pull up. Yeah, see if I can make this bigger. Make it bigger. Make it bigger. Make it bigger. One more bigger. All right. So here, let me share with you up on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. There, that is what the hair is going to look like. Okay. I'm going back to the James Bond look, at least, unless somebody convinces me otherwise between now and Thursday at 11:30. And I also want to share that Ronnie, who is the third barber that I've ever had in my life, by the way, Ronnie is back at it. He's out on Old Forest Road now, back behind Fresh Market. And Ronnie was the last person that cut my hair. And I've let it grow. It's been 2 years now that I've just let my hair grow. Well, have I ever told you the story of how I met Ronnie? Let me share. So I've only ever had three barbers that I went to on the regular. Once or twice I was in a bind, and I would hit up a place in the mall or something like that, and it never, ever, ever worked out. Okay, it just my hair was always horrific. So the first barber that I ever had was Salvatore, and Salvatore was back in my hometown up in Pennsylvania. And he's a beautiful, beautiful man, wonderful family, went to school with his kids. And you know, so that was the neighborhood shop, and that's where my mom would take me to get my hair cut. But as I got older, and it's like the Seinfeld episode, as I got older, Salvatore would still cut my hair like I was a little boy. Okay, always looked like I was a little boy. So then he hired Charlie. And Charlie was younger and hipper, and so, you know, so I would when I was old enough to figure it out, I would try and always schedule my times when Charlie was cutting hair, and if it was a busy like Saturday or something, and I went in there, chances are Sal would already have a whole lineup of people that he was cutting hair, and I would just wait for Charlie, and I didn't have to feel guilty about it. Every once in a while, Sal would have an opening, and he'd be like, "Hey, Michael, no, you come here, I'll cut your hair." I'm like, "I love the man, but he's gonna make my hair look like a little boy." As I got even older into my adult life, I was living down here. I was living in Lynchburg, and I was driving back to Pennsylvania, and I would get my hair cut when I was back in Pennsylvania. And I figured out that Sal would take Mondays off, and Charlie would be running the shop by himself. So I'd always schedule it for the day, or it was Tuesday or something. I would always schedule it for the day that Sal was off and Charlie was there. So, short story long, which is my forte, I go up there. I literally have driven up there, scheduled this around when I knew Charlie would be there to cut my hair. I walk in, and it's Sal. He's there. There's no Charlie. And I'm like, oh, come on. And I said, "Hey, Sal, how you doing? Hey, come here, sit down. I'll cut your hair." All right. Hey, how are things going? Where's Charlie at? He's usually working today. The police, they come and they take a Charlie away. I have no time for that. So now I am without a barber. And this was, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years. It had to be more than 10 years ago because Maddie's 10. So it was about 13 years ago. And I'm downtown in Lynchburg, and I'm walking around, and I see Ronnie's, which was right there on the corner. And Ronnie just happened to be sitting outside, and he didn't have anybody yet in the chair. So I looked at him, and I said, "Hey, could you cut my hair? Do you have time?" And he was like, "Yeah, sure." And I sat down, and he cut it exactly. I told him what I wanted. He cut it exactly the way I wanted it. First try, no muss, no fuss. It took him no time at all. And it was perfect. I said it was perfect. Yeah. Yeah. So ever since then, Ronnie was my new barber. And I never went to anybody else. I didn't want to go to anybody else. Why would I? I'm very territorial about things like that. And I like routines. And I like the comfort factor. I went up to Chopper's once. I thought the place was nice, but you know, but I really didn't get exactly the cut that I wanted, and Ronnie just did a fantastic job. So it's, you know, once I find somebody that does a fantastic job, I'm just going to stick with it, and I'm very, very loyal that way. But then Ronnie had some health issues, and he had to take some time off. He ended up either leasing out. I guess he was leasing out his shop downtown. And I would see from time to time on social media that, you know, Ronnie was back, and then, nope, Ronnie was not. And then Ronnie was back, and nope, Ronnie was not. So now he's back. So thank God, and I'm going to go see him Thursday at 11:30. So now, unless I'm convinced otherwise, between now and Thursday, I am going back to the James Bond look. I'm going back to that. Yep. Sides, you know, shaved up nice. Back shaved up nice. A little bit of hair up top. That's what I'm doing. So it's gonna be different. There's a whole lot of people that I have met over the past 2 years that have never seen me with anything but long hair. So this is going to be kind of interesting. And then you, the audience. I mean, you know, maybe you're a new viewer and haven't ever seen me with short hair. It'll be kind of interesting. All right. Enough about the hair. Coming up on the program, we have your five random facts. We're going to get really, really smart. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in Dot News. And then we have a story about when someone asks you to help them move. So we're going to talk about that. We've all been in that position, and especially anybody who has a truck. Anyone who drives a truck, who owns a truck, they are always getting hit up by their friends, by their family, to help them move. So we're going to talk about this, some statistics involved, and then our top list. Top other things we hate our friends asking us to do. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now, things you don't want to hear your father say.
I have a family announcement. We're all moving to South Beach with Felipe the pool boy to start a new life. And by we, I mean me.
Join us again next time for things you don't want to hear your father say.
Yeah, but just don't ask me to help you move. That's the thing that we're talking about. The stuff and the things. Anyway, there are three kinds of favors. The minor kind that people like helping with. The major kind we'll reluctantly help with. And then someone asking us to help them move, which is the worst. In a survey, 38% of people say they secretly hate even being asked to help a friend or family member move. That makes sense. It's hard to get out of. It takes a long time and typically involves stress, manual labor, and the risks of messing things up. If you're the one needing help, people say the top three things you can do to sweeten the pot are buying food and drinks, paying for the help, and promising to return the favor when the time comes. So, why don't people just hire professionals? Dang it. Thanks. 54% of people say it's too expensive. 29% say they don't feel like they need professionals. And 17% say they don't trust strangers with their stuff. No, I will anytime. Okay, so we've lived in the same place now for over 10 years. We have accumulated. Tab is a maximalist when it comes to furnishings, decorations, art, whatever. She is a maximalist. Our place is stuffed to the brim. And it's not like hoarder things. It looks like a curated gallery. But there's stuff freaking everywhere. Plus, we have the top two floors of a building that does not have an elevator. I'm sorry, but I remember moving in, and that was a pain in the butt. I will not, and mark my words, will not, not move out of that space without a professional company. No, I do. No, it's fine when friends and when coworkers and when interns and when volunteers come and help. But man, oh man, I do not want to be lifting the damn couch and the bed and the dresser and the other dresser. I don't know. Please, we will hire a professional. We'll hire a professional company to come in and do it. Anywho's, well, with 38% of us hating when a friend asks us to help them move, 100% of us feel the same way when the same needy time suck requests anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Did that make sense? The same needy time suck? Yeah, when they request anything from today's list, it's our top list today. Top other things we hate our friends asking us to do. All right, here we go, number one. Trying their homebrewed beer. No, I love the Lynchburg homebrewers people. I absolutely positively love their beer, so don't listen to that. Top other things we hate our friends asking us to do. Attend their destination wedding. Provide an alibi. Get matching tattoos. Top other things we hate our friends asking us to do. Stay sober so that they can get drunk. Yeah, designated driver. Top other things we hate our friends asking us to do. Hold their hair back while they vomit because we stayed sober so they could get drunk. Top other things we hate our friends asking us to do. Buy something that we'll never use from their kids' stupid school fundraiser. Top other things we hate our friends asking us to do. Distract the girl with a lazy eye so they can hit on the hot one. Share our weed. Top other things we hate our friends asking us to do. Have adult relations. No, actually, that one's not bad.
Nice, that's Beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Yeah, you
did. Let me help you with that.
All right, coming up, we have news and... not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. A drunken brawl broke out at the first show on Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter tour. So I guess Beyoncé is country after all. Martha Stewart says she's never used food delivery. In her defense, DoorDash didn't deliver to prisons. There'll be screenings this Friday of a Minecraft movie where audiences are encouraged to talk and sing out loud. Inspired by this, Disney will have screenings of Snow White where audiences are encouraged just to show up. And in a new survey, 95% of single women say they want to be approached more in public. The arrest records of some men tell a different story. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, however. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river and the fountain. And a little breezy, just a little bit. We're supposed to have thunderstorms in the forecast, as evidenced by the clouds. We'll check in with the chief meteorologist, Nobody, because we can't afford one. All right. Let's get rid of that. All right, so, according to this, and looking at the calendar, we are 2 weeks away from Mother's Day. And if you haven't thought about a gift for the moms in your life, well, that's okay, because all you have to do is this. Okay? Just pay attention. Just here, I'm going to pop this down. Just pay attention. Give her the day off. Yep. Every year, moms are asked what they want for Mother's Day, and they're always hinting at the same stuff. A nap. The day off. And that's not just a day off of work. That's a day off of doing everything for the family. They like handmade gifts and cards. In a new survey, 94% of moms say they'd like to just have more sleep, and half of the moms said a nap with no one needing you is the ultimate luxury, with the next best luxuries being eating a meal while it's hot. Now, okay, so I'm the chef in our house, so I'm the one that waits. I'm jerking the wheel to the left. Maddie always wants to help cook, and she wanted to make quesadillas. So and she looked up the recipe and she just needed some help because she's 10. So I was her sous chef and she was the chef de cuisine, and she made these incredible quesadillas. Now. She made hers first, and I said, all right, kid, that doesn't work, because by the time you actually get to eat yours, it's going to be cold. So you always make everybody else's first, and then you make yours. And that's the last thing you make is yours, or that's the last person that gets their food is the chef, is the person who cooked the food. Well, anyway, I digress. Eating a meal while it's hot. Not having to make any decisions. These are what moms want. And a solo bathroom break. 60% of moms say they would happily trade gifts for a chance to sleep. Almost two-thirds of moms haven't had a nap in the last month, and a quarter of them can't remember the last time they've napped. Yes, thoughtful gifts are nice. Flowers and dinners are also appreciated. Bonus family time is special as well. But nothing shows your appreciation for what moms do more than doing it yourself, so they can put their feet up. I said, doing it yourself.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Do it yourself. All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That's all on the way. Plus, we've got your audio vault as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, here's what mom wants for Mother's Day, Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above. Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed, open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads Games, our arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go, we don't know what you do, quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Or maybe...
You idiot!
I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, that's more likely for me. Number one, Americans eat about 20% more calories than Swedes from Sweden. That's approximately two whole cheesecakes per week. Number two, that's two whole cheesecakes.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
No, that's there. And anyway, I don't know. Number two, millions of Americans, including the Bush family, are descendants of a guy from the Mayflower who fell overboard, but only survived by grabbing a rope. Huh? Wow. All right, number three. The first book that included photographs was published in 1843, and it was about algae.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Algae. Number four, the number 187 became connected to murder because section 187 of the California Penal Code legally defines murder. And then number five, pumpkin beer dates back to early colonists in the U.S. who didn't have enough grains available to make normal beer, so they used the cheapest substitute, which was pumpkin. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
Yep, the Mike Show. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh yeah, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place those sounds in their proper place. Your ear holes, that's where they belong. They're not too good for their home, so that's where they're going to go. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
4 3 4.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Andre Agassi will play in his first pro pickleball tournament today. in Naples, Florida. He's a doubles partner with the number one ranked female pickleball player in the world, Anna Lee Waters. She's 18. He turned 55 yesterday. So, with that, let's do our pickleball song.
There's a brand new game. Everybody seems to want to play. Even though at first it may sound lame from its funny name.
Let's play pickleball.
Badminton and tennis. Come on, babe, get with it. It's like ping pong, but bigger. Everyone's a winner. Bring your sweat socks and yacht rock. Baby, won't you join me for some pickleball? We'll buy some gear and maybe we'll turn pro. Everybody here wants to know how to play pickleball.
A couple of MLB announcers were left speechless momentarily during Monday's O's game, the Orioles. It happened after Ryan O'Hearn hit a three-run homer and then took some swigs off the homer hose. It's Baltimore's dugout celebration water funnel with orange and black hoses. But there's a mic next to it, so Ryan's colorful comments were broadcast live. Now, we've bleeped what he said. One of the announcers had a good comeback.
And the hydration station. I guess the mouth should get cleaned out.
All right. So if you didn't understand what he said, it was suck my bleeping bleeps. Okay. That's what he said. I don't know why he said that. Anyway. Yikes. Let's go to this. No, let's skip that. We're going to do that in Stupid Criminals. And we're going to do this. This isn't really criminal, though. How about we do this? There was a report that Amazon was going to itemize the price surcharges from tariffs as a separate line next to the tax line. Next to the tax, like other online retailers. Here's Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt responding to those rumors.
This is a hostile and political act by Amazon. Why did Amazon do this when the Biden administration hiked inflation to the highest level in 40 years? As Reuters recently wrote, Amazon has partnered with a Chinese propaganda arm. So this is another reason why Americans should buy American. It's another reason why we are onshoring critical supply chains here at home to shore up our own critical supply chain and boost our own manufacturing.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Now, Amazon said it never approved this, and it's not going to happen, according to Amazon. Let's see. A Jumanji book was mailed back to a school library in New Jersey, along with $40. It was supposed to be returned within 5 days, but someone kept it for 15,700 days, which is 43 years. Here is librarian Jill Brave and her students talking about the late book and trying to crack the case of who checked it out.
Opening the book, you know, oh, who's sending this and what could this be?
43 years ago, yep. It's a very, very long time for an overdue book.
It made me feel good that someone took the time to do this.
The suspense to know, like, who checked it out, I'm like, whenever I'm bored, I always have something to think about. Now that they're older, they probably felt even more guilty because it's been 43, like, whole years.
Yeah, 43 years. Let's see. Skip that. Okay, Martin Short will host another reboot of Match Game. No word yet on here. Let's play this.
And here's the host of Match Game 73, Gene Rayburn.
I love Match Game, by the way. So Gene Rayburn was the original host when it began in 1962. We use this music for a lot of our. We use this music for the couples game. And we use the Jeopardy Think music, too. But anyway, I digress. Martin Short will host another reboot. No word yet on panelists or a premiere date. Alec Baldwin hosted the most recent version from 2016 to 2022. All right. Are we going to do a comedian? I think. Yep. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since it is National Honesty Day, here's comedian Craig Shoemaker on honesty in relationships.
My wife's always trying to help me with self-help books. She loves that book that Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Vegas, whatever that is. Listen to women going, it's Venus. They're up here going, it's Venus. They're correcting me. That's great. My wife is 3,000 miles away. I guess you're representing. You got your back, girl. Ladies, what do you think it says in this book, the number one quality you want in a man? Yell it out. Yell it out. What do you think it is? Yell it out. Sense of humor? That was number two. What a crock that is. I made some women laugh and I don't see y'all going, Oh, comedy boy. Oh, talk about your minivan. You're making me moist. Anybody know number one answer? Number one answer. Yell it out. Yeah. Honesty, exactly. That's what women want, right? Honesty. Ladies, do you really want us to be honest? How would this one sound?
You're right. I do want to bang your sister. What? She's hot. I'm just being honest.
How's that working out for you?
Mm-hmm. All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and confidently give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News, and then we've got good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in Dot News. Here we go. Good Lord. An Uber driver in Ohio was arrested after a rider called 911 and said the driver boasted about having drugs stashed in a fake aerosol can in the car. Police tracked the Uber driver down, and sure enough, they found the can, which was filled with 24 grams of meth, along with pills, a meth pipe, a digital scale, packaging baggies, cash, and three cell phones. The driver was ID'd as Robert Rose, was also wearing a t-shirt that said retired drug dealer. I guess he'd come out of retirement. Robert was charged with drug trafficking, possession of felony drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And then, there's this. We had another one, didn't we? We do have good news. That's coming up. Oh, my. All right. A 7-year-old boy in Utah is accused of taking his mom's car with his little sister inside and driving it for 10 miles and through multiple towns. He stopped completely when the car hit a parking strip and became disabled. Neither of the kids or the people on the road were injured. Here are people in the community reacting to the news.
I was pretty shocked and scared because, I mean, I have a kid, so I know how scary it is to come home and find your kid and your car gone. This is a really high trafficked area for a little kid to be driving right here.
That's honestly crazy to me. I can't believe that he had the knowledge to really know how to like drive a car and even reach the pedal.
And that's a blessing, really, because honestly, the fact that that child at 7 years old didn't crash a car and kill somebody, including themselves, is insane.
I wonder what that situation was there, like where his mom was.
Okay, so I think it was like when one of the first people that reacted said she knows what it's like to come home and find your kid and your car missing? Did she say that?
I was pretty shocked and scared because, I mean, I have a kid, so I know how scary it is to come home and find your kid and your car gone.
Okay, that's exactly what she said. All right, what else? Oh, a naked man. A 63-year-old naked man in Florida.
Nice beaver.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Was caught trying to break into a woman's home. Police call him Birthday Suit Bandit. Here's Matthew Hunter dealing with the police in the nude.
What's going on, bro?
I just came over to talk to you.
You're walking around the street
yes,
naked.
Yes, I know.
Hunter's wife told police that he had been drinking heavily and was taking psychiatric medication. She had been asleep during the time of his arrest. All right. There is good news, thank God, and we like to share it during this segment because there is so much stupidity. Let's do this one. Two horses in Arizona couldn't make it out of a mud pit on their own, so an entire team of rescuers were brought in. Here is Betty Nixon of Friends of the Heber Wild Horses talking about the rescue by a group of 7 people.
Urgent, a mare drowning in mud. When I got there, they had already pulled the foal out of the mud. There was one gentleman named Andy, and he ended up being a major hero of the day because he went into that mud with no hesitation, which is kind of dangerous because you've got a wild horse that is thrashing in the mud trying to get out. One of the photographers put her lunch bag underneath the mare's head to keep her head above the water because she kept going underwater. I think time was of the essence because she was struggling and she was going under the mud and she was getting exhausted. I would have gone out. I think it would have been too late for this mare in foal.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. All right, let's do this here. Let's bring this up on screen. So coming up Thursday, we have another mic'd up pop-up concert series. Tommy Bryant is going to be joining us at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. We're going to be there for happy hour from 5 until 7. We're going to learn about Tommy. He's going to play some tunes. We'll do an audience Q&A as well. And your chance to win some great prizes, including we've got Jersey Mike subs, we have Hillcats tickets, and we have Three Roads tokens. Here, look, right there. We've got the Three Roads tokens and so much more when we play Prize or Nothing. Yes, we have a prize wheel, and it has 12 spaces on it, and only one of those spaces says prize, and the rest say nothing. So you have a 1 in 12 chance of winning a prize, or nothing. We're an 11 in 1 chance of winning nothing. So that's all on the way. It's good fun for everybody. That's Thursday, this Thursday, from 5 to 7. It's the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series back again May 1st at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mic Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mic Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.